following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock on the First Coast, and that can only mean that this is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And it is a little different than last week. Equally beautiful, considerably chillier.
Yes, but not in a bad way.
Not at all in a bad way. At this time of year, we get what we don't get the past 6 months or so. We get to sit here and gloat, in case anybody's listening on the internet, up in the hinterland that we used to call home a long time ago. Well, let's see. What do we do? We get so much to say this week. It's unbelievable. But I want to welcome everybody, whether you're a longtime listener, welcome back. Thanks for always being there, because we need you, we love you, and we want to hear from you. If you're new and just driving by, or if someone's told you about it, we are a financial show, and we are here to serve you. For those of you who do not know, we are live, as we always are. Our lines are open. We encourage phone calls from people. The number is 904-222-8255. Now, not all financial shows are created equal, as you know. Most of them, you are privileged to listen to exactly what the host wanted to talk about when he pre-recorded it. We do not pre-record, so we talk about what we want to talk about until you call, and then we'll talk about what you want to talk about. So if you want to gain some editorial control over the situation, the way to do it is just pick up the phone and dial the number and ask us anything you want to ask us, whether or not it has to do with finance, although that would be preferable. Those of you who've known me a long time know that I pretty much have an opinion about everything. And Adam has been studying under me for a good long time, probably has as many or more than I do. So, 222-8255, that's 222-TALK if you want to call the show. We will have a trivia question today. We will have some market data. I've got words for the Veterans of America, because it's still the weekends that surround Veterans Day. We did a little bit last week. I've got some stuff for you this week that's really relevant, pertinent, whatever. Let's see. I guess I would do almost anything to avoid a discussion of the market. But the best I can do, given the circumstances, is just pass it along to Adam and make him do it.
All right. I can handle that.
Good. Because it wasn't much fun this week.
Ouch. Yeah, that's pretty much sums it up. After about six straight weeks of gains in the market, you just kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah, it didn't have to be that ugly.
Yeah, we didn't know when it would happen or how bad it would be, but it definitely was going to happen. And things can't be rosy all the time, especially when we kind of know that they aren't. So
yeah, there's that.
Yeah. So what happened this week? The Dow dropped 3.7%, the S&P dropped 3.6%, and the NASDAQ led the way down at 4.3%.
It had led the way up. It's only fair.
Yeah. This turned the Dow and the S&P negative for the year, but the NASDAQ remains positive at 4.1%. The reason behind the declines this week is kind of a repeating theme for 2015. What will the Fed do? The thought is based on comments from Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen. They're basically saying that a December rate hike is imminent at this time.
And the market was eye to eye with her saying, uh-uh.
Yeah. And the reason it had run up so much, or at least supposedly over the last 6 weeks, was that looked like the rate hike wasn't going to happen until next year. So this week kind of changed all that.
then this week would have happened next year.
Right.
It's going to happen, folks.
Exactly. So what has changed for Yellen to make those comments and believe that that the economy is much better now than it was last month?
She's tired of yelling, the sky is falling, or is she trying to prop up the market by saying that the economy is better than it is? Or was it the big jobs report last Friday, which was probably a bunch of smoke and mirrors, or choose A, B, C, or whatever?
I honestly don't see anything that's different this week than last week.
Nothing except the indices.
But once again, we're going to sound like a broken record, but let's just get it over with already.
Exactly.
It's a quarter point. It's not going to kill us. It's not going to change the way that we invest for the most part. I mean, your CDs are going to start yielding more than 0.1%, but is that really enough to attract that much money out of the stock market? I don't think so.
Okay, here's the two sides of that. If the Fed reads its own rules, it won't raise rates because the economy is not strong enough. Inflation is, according to them, not even present. There is absolutely no reason to do it. Here's the other half of that. They are way below where they should be. Zero and negative rates. And I have some information about negative rates. Now, three more countries joined the European bandwagon with negative rates. So you buy a bond from them and you hold it a while and they're guaranteed to give your money back except for maybe 10 bucks. This is insanity. It has been proven over and over and over in Japan. It does not work. Just do it. But please, shut up about it already. My God.
Yeah, that mirrors my sentiments exactly. So what sectors or investments were spared this week? I looked around.
Cash.
I spent a large portion of the morning looking around for something, and I could find two. One ETF that ended the week up was the Vanguard Utility ETF, which is VPU.
Okay, flight to safety. And, makes sense.
Yeah, it was only by 0.28%. Another was long-term treasuries. The ETF TLO ended up the week 1.39%. Pretty much everything else I looked at, including energy, consumer staples and discretionary, gold, silver, oil, healthcare, biotech, financials, REITs, and even the darling of Wall Street, Amazon, declined this week. I know.
My goodness.
Crazy.
You saw consumer sales, consumer spending was... They want you to think down. That's not what it was.
No, it went up.
The idiots that do these things, and I choose that term very appropriately, they're the they, when they always say they expected 0.2 and only got 0.1. Mm-hmm. I don't know who they are, but what if they had only expected 0 and got 0.1? Do you think the market would have gone up?
I doubt it.
So, who knows?
Yeah. Financials should have been able to take advantage of the rising interest rates, and they declined this week as well. So, it really, not all of the things that decline make sense according to the argument that this decline was based on the rate hike or imminent rate hike. So it's kind of a weird reaction this week.
Yeah, I'm going to summarize some of the changes of the last couple of months when we get back. And then we're going to get off this topic that I really don't even want to much talk about. So trivia question brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. What percentage of working Americans have not saved so much as one penny for retirement? This one's kind of scary, folks, because they're relying on Social Security, and that's just not a really, really good idea these days if you want to have anything to live on. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. Don't go anywhere, because we'll be back shortly.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. 888-522-8863 or visit us online at ccradio.com. C. Crane, the high performance radio and light company.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Pink Floyd, welcoming you all back along with me. Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we're going to do, as I promised, just wrap up a little bit more on the market, and then we're going to drop that subject, but we'll drop it with a little forward-looking forecast, probably. I want to remind people at times like this when it's scary that on July 20th, the Dow, I don't like using numbers, folks, but I got them once in a while, the Dow was 18,001. On August 25th, it had dropped 2,434 points. Points or 13%. Then on October 28th, it was back to 17,779 for a gain of 2,113 points or another 13%. The word we use in the business for that is volatility. It's been a year where volatility reigned supreme. It is very difficult to look at it sometimes and not go with your gut instincts to do something really stupid. Or maybe it'll turn out really smart, but the point is you don't know. Adam and I both think, we talked about this right before the show, that we're getting really close, for those of you who are out, to start to find a good point to start getting yourself back in, because I see no reason for this. Adam sees no reason for this. It just isn't that bad. And with that, I should mention Paris. The effects of what happened in Paris last night will probably, but not necessarily, be felt on Monday. It doesn't involve us except tangentially, which means, will our administration finally admit that Islamic terrorism is A, not contained, and two, growing, and C, as I like to do these things, coming to our shores? I don't know. But at this point, I think this is going to be the week when the people who are out want to maybe come back in, and where the people who are in would be really foolish to panic. I could be wrong. I'm only human. But that's the way I see it. What do you think?
I think I want to see what happens on Monday. I think it could be looked at a number of ways. After a week like we just had, you'd kind of look at it and think buying opportunity. But with what happened on Friday in Paris, which is a terrible tragedy. It, you know, the markets may react and sell off for fear of a threat to on U.S. soil or something equivalent.
Somewhere between a ripple and a tidal wave.
Yeah, you just don't know how the market will react.
But watch, because you might see something happening. And it might be really bad, it might be really good. But be ready, have your course of action all spelled out in front of you, and don't do anything stupid. All right, why don't you take a minute and tell the folks who we are?
Sure. We are fee-only financial planners located in Jacksonville Beach. We're right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit on Butler Boulevard. If you ever want to call us at the office, it's 904-685-1505. And if you want to find us online, we're at www.vanweefinancial.com. We do a blog on our website. We have lots of great information updated weekly. We blog about things we talk about on the show as well as some that we don't. So check it out frequently, and you'll get a lot of good information that way. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/VanWeeFinancial or on Twitter at VanWeeFinancial. And if you're one of those people that doesn't like to call radio shows or things like that, you can always email us at info@VanWeeFinancial.com, and we'll take your questions and read them on air and answer them.
How about that? All right, couple things. My show, I get to do this once in a while. I call this one the I Must Be Nuts segment.
I could make an argument for that.
You haven't even heard it yet. Maybe mine will be better. Denmark, Sweden, and Switzerland recently took their interest rates to negative. I already said that. We all know it. Here's the I must be nuts part of this. Why? What reason did they give? Well, first off, these people were not in the euro. They have their own currencies. Okay. And ipso facto, whato, I say, I have no idea. So as I read along, I thought, okay, here's their reasoning, folks. They want to stop foreigners from depositing money in their banks.
Why on earth would you want to stop that?
That was my exact question, I guess. Their explanation for that is that it would cause their currencies to rise too fast against the euro, which would mean really good news for importers and really bad news for exporters. Now, I didn't realize that Denmark, Switzerland, and Sweden were these gigantic exporters. Okay, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm nuts. I don't know. I read it and I had to share it. All right, another one. Stupid advertising. I'm on the stupid segment right now. There's a new commercial out there for the oil well industry. It says if you have at least $40,000 to invest, you can get these great returns, and you can write off up to 100% of your investment. Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know how these things generally work? They go out, they form a company, and they collect all the $40,000 hits from people all around. They start drilling. They've got some leases on some land. They start drilling. So the dry ones, they just close up. And when they finally hit one, if it really looks good, then they take those assets, form a new corporation, liquidate the old money into the new corporation. You are left with useless stock, and you lose all your money. And it happens over and over and over and over. Don't do it. Just that simple. Another one I saw also this week. There's a big email going around that says, you may not know this, but your 401k is already worthless because of a secret law passed by the U.S. government.
A secret law.
A secret law, and when it takes effect, it, which they won't tell you anything about it, of course, but your 401k plan is already worthless. That's the headline. Don't read this stuff, people. Don't ever read this stuff. Next item on my stupid list. I got to get this out of my system once in a while. An Ohio couple charged with a $70 million Ponzi scheme, husband and wife group. They operated a massive pyramid scheme, got at least $70 million from, here we go, 500 victims. Now, they were ordered to return $7 million. Okay, that doesn't make much sense to me. But they were mostly ripping off doctors. And I apologize to all the doctors out there, but you guys are notoriously bad investors. Always looking for a quick something or other. Anyway, what did they claim to be doing to get all these big returns of 7 to 50%? Well, it was a combination of short-term loans and success in day trading stocks allowed them to do this. Now, how many times will I say it? Complete the sentence. If it sounds too good to be true, comma, dot, dot, dot. Okay. Now I've got it out of my system. Thank you all for listening. You want to talk about how to choose a financial planner? For all you people who are, by the way, repeat of the trivia question, how many non-retired, that means working, Americans have saved $0 toward their retirement? What percent?
And that's of all working ages.
All working ages.
Okay.
So tell people if they want to get started, how to pick one.
Sure. I promise this is not going to be a pitch for our services.
Darn it.
But I will tell you that I'm pretty biased towards our way of doing business because I do think it's the best way. So I can't remove all of my biases, but I'll try and be as fair as possible. And if you disagree with me, call us and tell me why. 222-TALK. So I do think this is the best way of doing things. So right away, there are three words that I call the big three. CFP, fiduciary, and fee only.
I like it.
We believe you should always look for these three things when interviewing a financial planner or choosing a financial planner to interview. The CFP, which stands for Certified Financial Planner designation, is one of many designations that a financial planner can obtain, but it is also considered to be the highest designation a financial planner can achieve. Not 100% across the board. I'm sure there are people that will make an argument that others are better, but it's widely held that that is the highest one. It's,
yeah, it depends if you want a overall planner or if you're looking for a very specific something or other, a stock or
right.
whatever.
In order to become a CFP, an individual must complete the four E's, education, examination, experience, and ethics. The education requirement says that a CFP must have a bachelor's degree, which wasn't always the case, from a regionally accredited college or university, as well as completed a college-level program of study in personal financial planning. There are alternative ways to get accepted through a challenge status or a transcript review, but this is reserved for people that have completed equivalent course of study for other designations, such as the CFA, which is the Chartered Financial Analyst. The examination,
which, by the way, is very difficult.
Yes, extremely
you
difficult.
You see that on somebody's card, you automatically have respect.
Yeah, that's a 3-year minimum process, usually longer, and it's a real bear.
Full disclosure, I don't have one.
Nor do I. The examination portion of the requirements is the infamous CFP test. This test is given by the CFP board several times a year, and it has a notoriously low pass rate. I'm happy to say that both Dad and I passed it on the first try, but that is not the case with many people. There are two ways to meet the experience requirement. The first is to have 3 years of industry experience in a variety of different capacities, or you can do a 2-year apprenticeship under another CFP professional. The ethics portion says that all CFPs must adhere to the high standards and ethics outlined by the CFP board, which can be found on their website. This includes a background check and an investigation into any criminal or civil matters which you have been involved in. So right there, that if you can earn those CFP marks, you've gone through a pretty rigorous program just to get to that point. In addition, there is a continuing education requirement that must be met annually, which includes 30 hours of CE training every 2 years. And so you can see it's a pretty difficult task just to get there.
And what you get because of that, if your advisor can only talk to you about investments and or insurance or something like that, but you're really interested in planning your life and getting organized, having everything in place for the long term, including how to pass on money, hopefully you've got enough of it to do that, then look for a fee-only CFP and you'll get a heck of a lot more than just an investment advisor. That's for sure. All right, again, trivia question sponsored by First Coast Alarm. What percentage of working Americans of all ages have zero money put away toward their retirement? So they are obviously depending on just Social Security and or those lottery tickets that they're blowing money on every week. You won't like the answer, but it's important. Don't go away.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WBOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A State Department spokesman confirms that Americans are among those injured in the Paris terrorist attack. The department's deputy spokesman, Mark Toner, says today that the U.S. Embassy in Paris is working around the clock to assist American citizens affected by the tragedy. He would not comment if any were actually killed. Two French police officials say that authorities have identified one of the suicide bombers who targeted Paris in deadly attacks as a young Frenchman flagged in the past for links with an Islamic extremist activity. The officials say the man was among the attackers who blew himself up after a rampage and hostage-taking in a Paris concert hall. French authorities have closed the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre Museum, and other top tourist sites in Paris until further notice. That follows the deadly terrorist attacks last night. It is now estimated they left at least 127 people dead. More details at SRNNews.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Now through Saturday, November 28th at 9 a.m. every day, it's The Road to Victory in World War II by Land, Sea, and Air, that exhibit at the Beaches Branch Library on 3rd Street in Neptune Beach. Wednesday, November 18th at 6 p.m., it's free weekly group runs at the Fernandina Beach High School. And Wednesday, November 18th at 7 p.m., it's square dance lessons at the Arlington Presbyterian Church.
For more information or to have your event included, visit jackscommunityevents.com. Hey, Jack's Money Saver guy here to tell you about a brand new website that saves you money. It's jacksmoneysaver.com. Right now, you can buy tickets to the Alhambra Dinner Theater for 25% off. You can also save 35% at Faith Jewelers, like Moe's Southwest Grill. Who doesn't? Go to jacksmoneysaver.com and save 40%. Save every day at businesses you love. Supplies are limited, so go today. jacksmoneysaver.com. That's jacksmoneysaver.com. News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB want you to know one in four homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
WBOB traffic and weather.
And the roads are still clear this morning. Maybe they'll stay that way the rest of the weekend. Gotta be nice. Weather's nice. Sunny and breezy. High about 70. Most clear tonight. Lows 53. Mostly sunny for your Sunday. 10% chance of showers. High 72. A little bit of rain tomorrow night. Also 20% chance. Partly cloudy skies. Low near 60. It is 66. Newstalk AM 600. FM 100.3. WBOB.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And the lines are open. Give us a call at 222-TALK, that's 904-222-8255, with anything that's on your mind. This segment brought to you by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance at Call Troy at 662-9794. Maybe with the cooler weather now, be a good time to get things slicked up and redesigned and looking a little bit better towards spring. So give them a call for either maintenance or design and build, whatever is on your mind, you can do it. Trivia question still out there, brought to you by First Coast Alarm. What percentage of non-retired Americans has saved zero money toward their retirement? These people are, how you put this, in trouble. We need to reach them and tell them that the world doesn't work that way. All right, Adam, a little more to say on choosing a financial planner.
Yeah, I spoke a little bit before the break about why you want a CFP. The second major thing I want to talk about is the word fiduciary. The word fiduciary is defined by LegalDictionary.com as an individual whom another has placed the utmost trust and confidence to manage and protect property or money. The relationship where one person has an obligation to act for another's benefit. To find out if the planner you are considering holds himself to the fiduciary standard, the first thing I would do is ask them. They will be very eager to tell you if they are. If they are evasive about the question, be very wary. You can always look in the firm's code of ethics or form ADV to find out if they hold themselves to this standard. In contrast to a fiduciary, some planners use the suitability standard. These planners are only legally required to make sure that the investments are suitable for you. They don't necessarily have to be your best option. Since many of these types of planners are commission-based, they are going to try to sell you what makes them the biggest commissions, not necessarily what is best for you. And we just, who is it that agrees with yeah, that?
This brings us to one of the strangest moments of my recent life. I agree with Senator Elizabeth Warren.
That has Massachusetts. Probably never happened before.
I don't think we could agree on whether the sun was going to come up tomorrow. We are so diametrically different. She is supporting the fiduciary standard for the entire industry. And all I can say is, you go, girl. You are exactly right. It has been proposed, well, for at least all the time that I've been in this business, they've been proposing it. It sometimes has worked its way into the law, gets right up to the tail end where the things are about to get signed. And all of a sudden in reconciliation, Chuck Schumer or Chris Dodd or somebody come in with their magic eraser and boom, that line would just disappear overnight. Why? Because every hedge fund in America was headquartered in their states. Nobody wants it. Commission brokers, salespeople, and so on will always want to not have to do that because that requires a level of proof that they are uncomfortable with. Now, in truthfulness, there are some very good commission brokers and salespeople out there. The problem is it's not a requirement. How do you tell unless you know better? How do you tell who's actually acting in your best interest? Very difficult to tell. And we get accused a lot of hating the annuity industry. Annuities are commission products. We don't sell them. We sell no products whatsoever. But it's not the annuities that we don't like. It's the people who sell them and the way they sell them. When you need an annuity, you need an annuity salesman. And our buddy Stan, the annuity man, is the guy we would always recommend. But there are other good people out there, too. So if you are lacking in lifetime income, and actually these people in the trivia question I'm talking about will qualify, they're not going to have enough lifetime income by not saving because Social Security is, I don't know if I want to say it's doomed, but it certainly is in need of some kind of a transplant.
You can probably say it's doomed in its current state. Current
form, I agree. And quite frankly, I'm very pleased with some of the Republican candidates out there finally addressing the issue in terms of we have to change the benefit levels in that we need to raise the retirement age, things like that. Back about 30 years ago, Ronald Reagan and company got together and the Social Security was again facing one of its, inflection points where it wasn't going to last long enough. So they got together and raised the retirement age from 65 to 67. Now, they gave us, I got about 28 or so years of notice that at 65, I was not going to be a full retirement age. Rather, I would be 66, and people born after 1954 would be 67. Now, you got 30 years to think about something, and meanwhile, we're adding life expectancy to everybody in this country. It's up at least 8 years in that time. Well, I can live with that. That's just a little planning issue. But point is very plain. We're there again. And some of the people are willing to talk about it. Historically, discussions of that nature have been referred to as the third rail, which for those of you who know anything about subways means don't touch it. It's electric. You mentioned Social Security benefits or anything like that, you get not elected next November. That's the way it's been. I hope, and I begrudgingly think that we might be mature enough now as a country to have this discussion again, because those dates for insolvency are sneaking up on us so quickly, especially in the disability end of it, but also in the retirement end of it. Now, there's a law out there that says if you don't have an overage, a slush fund, whatever you want to call it, in Social Security, because for the first several decades, we took in more than we paid out. So we built up a fund. Congress spent it. The fund does not exist. It's a series of IOUs. And every month now, they remove an IOU from that little filing cabinet in West Virginia. When those things run out, the law says you can no longer pay any more than what you're taking in. Well, right now, every payment we get, and I say we because I did file, every payment we get is 70% cash flow. So Adam pays in, and 70% of what I get monthly is preserved due to his cash flow. 30% of what I get comes out of the so-called trust fund that doesn't exist. That's the IOUs. When the IOUs run out, every single one of us getting current benefits will get a 30% reduction in our monthly benefits, unless we get together and change the concept of what we're doing by a tiny little bit so that full retirement age will, down the road, not today, if you're 55 or older, probably won't touch it at all, but a little bit down the road, full retirement age will work its way up towards 70. Equally important, they made a mistake back when Reagan did it. They kept early retirement at 62 while they raised regular retirement from 65 to 67. They should have bumped the early age up 2 years at the same time, at the same pace. They didn't do it. Now we've got to do it. So we need to start phasing in the 62 goes up to 65 at least. 67 goes up to 70. That will create the solvency on paper much better than it is now. That's not the ultimate long-term fix, but it's something that you can do without disrupting current retirees, really not at all, because it's just not going to impact them. But it might give the younger people some sense that we will take care of them. Now, I know from being in the office all the time with Adam and all the discussions we've had with clients and potential clients, Adam never figures in for people in his age as part of their retirement any money at all from Social Security. That's an attitude that he shares with almost everybody in your generation that thinks?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they just don't plan on it because there's no reason with the political and economic situation today to believe that it will be there in another 25 years or so. It's fixable, folks. You know me, I'm not a big government guy in any way, shape, or form, but I do think once you've made a promise, and this goes at the federal level, the state level, city level, whatever. Same thing goes for the pension fund in Jacksonville, which we will talk more about. There's a problem down there, too. When you've made your promise to the senior citizens, you better darn well be prepared to keep it. The fact that you're having trouble keeping it is not an excuse to go ahead and take it away from people when they are under contract. It's just not good enough for me. Okay, we've had enough of that. Now, a trivia question. What percentage of non-retired Americans have saved nothing and will be, if they're not careful, totally dependent on Social Security? This is not a number that is going to be able to be absorbed very well in the current economic climate, which is kind of a second story on that one, too. But don't go away. We'll talk more after the break.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com.
Home.HomeAdvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit Home.HomeAdvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears. Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour for the final segment. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we still have some things we want to cover, but we would still, of course, remind you that the lines are always open, 222-TALK, that's 222-8255. Trivia question still out there, sponsored by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm. It is, what percentage of working Americans have saved zero money toward their retirement? Kind of a scary number, folks. All right, veterans. This is one of the two Saturdays that surrounded Veterans Day this year, and we've been talking a lot about long-term care insurance. There's a little-known federal benefit that applies to some veterans, wartime veterans, actually, and so few people know about it, I wanted to bring it up. It's called the, Veterans Aid and Attendance Improved Pension Program. I'll just shorten that for aid and attendance. What it is an enhancement to your pension for the sole purpose of paying for long-term care if you need it. There are some qualifications on this. It's not for all veterans, but if you qualify, it's something you really should know about. There is a full description. I have a website. The website will be posted on our blog by what, tomorrow?
Monday.
It'll be posted on the blog. It is under the benefits.va.gov, a basic website. I know there's a lot of controversy right now about the VA and such, but this one has absolutely nothing to do with the hospital services at the VA and the problems we're having. All right, what is it, and do you qualify? It is a program designed for and available to veterans who are 65 and up who are qualified both medically and financially. What is it? It is a series of monthly payments, tax-free, meant for you to be able to spend that money on long-term care services. The medical eligibility is very similar to private long-term care. You must be unable to perform a couple of the activities of daily living, and there are lots of places you can look at what they are, but you can probably imagine, too. It's can you live by yourself, or do you need aid and attendance in your daily living? Hence the name. Financial qualification. The vet must have less than $80,000 in assets, excluding home and vehicle. I'm going to interrupt this for a moment because Daryl's on the line, and we always like to put people right up to the head. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning. My wife is at the age right now where she could sign up for Social Security.
62 or later?
Pardon me?
62 or later.
She's just turned 66.
Okay, good.
And what we've heard is rumors or information that there is some secret to the way you can sign up for it where you can get the maximum amount of money or more money than, and that the you go to Social Security, the people there don't tell you what the secret or trick is to it. I was wondering if how we could find that out.
How old are you?
Well, I'm already on Social Security. It's too late for me, but for her, she's at the age where she is thinking about signing up for it.
Okay. Do you know what she would receive if she does sign up?
I think around $1,258.
Okay. What do you get monthly?
I'm getting about $1,558
okay.
a month.
There are tens and tens and tens of ways for you to try to maximize what you're getting. It depends exactly what you need. It sounds like, and we should do further discussion on this that's much too long for a radio show, but it sounds like you might want to consider having her file for a spousal benefit, not her own, the spousal. She would then receive half of yours for the next 4 years. And then the day she turns 70, her benefit will be 32% greater than if she took it now. So she can get that without penalizing herself at all. So if you're getting $1,500, let's keep the numbers round. She would get $750 a month for 4 years, and it would go up with inflation. And then instead of $1,250, she would get about a third more than that, so it would be about $1,600, $1,700 for the rest of her life. And that would help you greatly in minimizing your long-term rewards from Social Security. There's no penalty to do it. You're right. Not all Social Security agents are really good about doing those. What I would suggest, if you want to talk about this a little bit more, give us a call at the office next week. Because, as I said, it's very detailed and way too much to do during a radio show. But I can lay those numbers out for you much better. If you give us a call at 685-1505, that's Van Wee Financial, either or both of us will walk you through it. All I ask is that you have in your hand the numbers, the actual numbers for what you both would receive if you took them both right now. And then we can do a much better analysis for you. But all I think I believe that's going to be the way you wind up going.
Okay, that sounds great.
Don't want to take a shot at our trivia question?
What would that be?
What percentage of people who are working have saved nothing for retirement?
Probably millennials.
But just percentage overall. This is all age groups. 10, age 50, 80, whatever.
Probably the ones in the 30 to 40 age group.
You're real close, let me tell you. Not quite, but you're real close. Give us a call at 685-1505. We'll talk to you next week, and I think we'll lay out a plan that you really like. I think you're ideally qualified for this.
Okay, and that is there a charge?
Never.
Ever?
Ever. Right. Well, not unless you become a client someday. That's another story. No, we do this as a public service to anybody.
Oh, great. That sounds absolutely wonderful.
All right, we look forward to it. Anytime. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Daryl.
There are a lot of Social Security tricks, folks. Adam and I read up on this stuff all the time because it's so complicated.
It's actually two less after, 2 weeks ago?
Yes, exactly. Well, not for 6 months yet.
Right. You do have some time, but unfortunately.
Yeah, I tell you, folks, if you're getting to that decision time right now, you should call us.
Yeah, this couple would not have been eligible for the ones that just got canceled, but there are a lot of people out there who will be. So
yeah, there's some things happening that might make your decisions a little bit easier, we might say. All right, back to the aid and attendance program. If the qualifications financially, I said less than $80,000, but that does not include your home or your vehicles. So the highest hurdle for qualification for this program is who is a wartime veteran. This means you must have had 90 days of active duty, one day beginning or ending during a period of war. Now, a period of war is not if you can hear noises around you or something like that. A period of war is determined by the U.S. government. And that is listed on the VA website under, there's a tab, they didn't even hide it here, folks. It's called Eligible Wartime Periods. If you have a day at the beginning or end of 90 days service that falls in one of these, if you're 65 or older, and believe that you need care and you are qualified financially. I know that's a lot of ifs, but the tax-free benefits range from $1,149 to $2,837 a month, completely tax-free, and they continue for life. They're also payable whether you're in a nursing home or getting help in your own home. This could make the difference between having something when you're a little older and having nothing. It also locks your spouse in. If the spouse is married to someone receiving benefits on the day the vet dies, the spousal payments carry on forever. If the vet would have qualified, the spouse can go apply for benefits even if the vet is no longer with us. If you want to know any more about it, go to the VA website or go to our blog at VanWeFinancial.com. This week, look at the blog for Monday morning. There is a website in there that will take you right to it. And if you have any questions, call the office at 685-1505.
So you know, what was the answer to that trivia question?
The answer is 31%, which actually sounds pretty good until you realize that a whole bunch of the 69% probably only has a couple bucks, under $5,000 or $10,000. Look, Social Security isn't the way it's got to go. We got to do it for ourselves, and we would love to help you. Call us anytime. Call the show. Don't go away. Never miss a show. There's no excuse to. We're podcast on iTunes. We'll be here next week at the same time. Take care.
We have had courageous leaders through our country's history who, when duty called, did their duty. But this namby-pamby, oh, I'm going to spend time. Welcome to the working world. Welcome to the way the world is. If you want to spend time with your family, then that's fine. Do go spend time with your family. But you are not the right person to lead our country in a perilous time.
The Laura Ingraham Show, weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk WBOB.
Walk into any Tom Bush dealership and you'll see many of the same faces from the last time you bought your car and the time before that.
We have a lot of long-term employees and we'll be here when you come back. New Mazda, Volkswagen, BMW, and Mini Cooper, and then over 250 used cars.
For 45 years, Tom Bush has understood that customers become part of the family, and family will always come back for their next car.
Come join the family, the Tom Bush family of dealerships, online at tombush.com.
From the Tom Bush Family of Dealership Studio, WBOB Jacksonville, is AM 600 and 100.3 FM W.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. In Paris today.